Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Jerry Berkson.
Hi.
And we're in the middle of the Christina Lou Show. It's been a great morning. And I have with us Ren. Ren is the a co-engineer.
Yeah, you can
something
say that.
Like that. She's been around.
Engineer in training. Yeah.
Engineer in training. She's been here like 2 or 3 weeks. And we had a wonderful conversation before about, what is it, the galaxy?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And when the hitchhiker, within the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, when they ask them what the
answer to the universe, the answer to life, the answer to everything, they ask this God this question, and he said, give me a few thousand years. And they gave him a few thousand years, and he says, the answer is 42.
That was the answer. And this is everybody knows this is the answer. Now, Jerry, what else do you think 42 would be the answer to?
Oh, who was, what number was Jackie Robinson, the first African-American?
Oh, good. Yeah. Very good one. I didn't go there.
Like
that was a very good one. A very good one.
Yeah.
There's another
good one.
there's another 42.
Oh.
We have 42 days until Christina's birthday.
Okay.
It's coming
right,
on
it's
fast.
A countdown.
Okay.
So, but 42 was a good one.
I don't know if I like that
you're
you pointed at me
I'm
and said 42. I wanted to like clarify that. But wow, 42
oh
days.
God,
we are just rock and roll into the birthday festivities, guys. So everyone stay tuned.
Yeah.
We're like, and what's very exciting is that my birthday actually falls on a radio
it's be a
show
weekend
day.
For yeah. it falls
so watch
on a
out.
Friday.
But it should be a very exciting. But on a serious note, you know, on this show, we are always bringing up scam awareness and kind of trying to get people prepared. We've had tons of topics. In April, we're actually having someone on from PSEG who is going to talk about electric utility scams. So he will be on the show to talk about that. But what's great is North Hempstead, in conjunction with County Executive Laura Curran and Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder, who have both been guests on our radio
great.
Show. And Councilwoman Veronica Lurvey, they're going to be doing a dialogue about different incidents that have been occurring in the community and public safety. So that's going to be on Wednesday, February 26th at 7:30 p.m. at Saddle Rock Elementary School over in Great Neck.
Oh, good.
So you got to call 311, though, to get more information for that. I don't think you have to register, but if you need more information. So once again, that's February 26th. At 7:30 p.m., Saddle Rock Elementary School. So I would definitely check that out.
And I just want to compliment Veronica. Veronica was reelected, now won her first election this past November. She was elected by the board, and so she has finished 1 year. But this is her first year of being elected by the people, and she's doing a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
Just a compliment
she's
to
always
her
out
doing
there.
A
it's
wonderful
really,
job.
A really great team. Also, Laura Curran and Patrick Ryder have sent out this kind of PSA about gone mail phishing. Mail phishing is a crime in which thieves use a weighted object that is attached to a string or wire and covered in a sticky substance to retrieve mail out of postal boxes, which sounds like a lot of work. Mail phishers steal cash, identities, and monetary instruments. Stolen checks or money orders, can be altered and cashed. You know, that's what's so terrifying. I know my friend had actually tried to mail her nieces gift cards, and they were, went missing, like literally were taken out of the envelope.
Wow.
But don't be a victim. Use letter slots inside your post office or hand your mail directly to your letter carrier. So that's a little something you can do. Do not send cash in the mail. Ask your financial institution for secure checks that cannot be altered. For collection boxes, drop your mail off as close as possible to collection time, which I think is a good thing. You know, they always have the mailboxes at the times it'll get picked up, so this way you could look. Avoid doing it during holidays or weekends. So, you know, it's scary that these things are occurring, but it's just, you know, doing little things to kind of help, you know, prevent this from happening to you is important.
It's amazing.
And it's, they always said, call 911 for emergencies or crimes in progress. Call Crime Stoppers if, you know, if you want to report something else. And that's 1-800-244-TIPS.
Can I have that flash?
Sure.
And can I have Rick Veronica's?
Sure. I like that. He's just collecting his material here. I like that in action. Also, on March 15th is a fun event called Taste of the Towns. This is going to be at the Archangel Michael Church over in Port Washington. Admission is $20 per person, $30 per family. There'll be all different restaurant samplings, live music. It's sponsored by the Kiwanis Club. Which I think would be really, really fun. So that's nice to kind of get out there.
They do a nice job.
I'm a Kiwanian from years ago. Where is this?
This one is the Manhasset Port Washington Kiwanis Club.
Oh, and what the date is?
March 15th at 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Archangel Michael Church.
Are these announcements going to be circulated elsewhere and like in print?
They might be. It depends on, you know, I usually get all these because people send them to me to promote on the radio show.
Okay.
So I always encourage everyone. I usually send this out to our department should have it as well.
Sure.
But if you need any of this information, you could always call 311 and I will be more than happy to send, you know, it in the mail to you. So.
And these are usually on the counter when you go into Clinton G. Martin.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's actually what I do a lot, which is really great about being there. I'll walk around.
I'm not
and kind
saying
of
you're
going
to drive to Clinton, but you take a ride to Clinton
true.
G. Martin
the
once in a while.
Next time you're at the office at Clinton Martin, you can drop off some of these, but the ones that Nancy doesn't have.
Absolutely.
Would be helpful.
Yeah, these should be here because this is actually from Jeff Stone,
okay.
who we've had on our
radio program before.
And I know he's in touch with all of us. But Jerry actually brings up a good point because Jerry has attended our advisory committees is what he's talking about. And I'm assuming you enjoy going to the advisory committees.
There's one Monday morning. Yes,
he's part of the New Hyde Park advisory.
New Hyde Park, that's right.
Over at Clinton G. Martin Park. And, you know, we always encourage people to check that out because there is where you get a lot of good information. You could also make suggestions, you know, about things that are needed in your community. And Nancy's great. She'll follow up. There's different speakers. And you could be as vocal as you want or as quiet as you want. We always say to people, and you can come one month and not another month. You know, it's really flexible. And I encourage people to do that because it's a great place to kind of get reacquainted to your community and meet new people and get information. So
you also learn about volunteer activities, which Fran had mentioned earlier this morning. When you volunteer, I find, and I think most people that volunteer actively, feel that they're giving back to the community, and they get a very good feeling.
Absolutely.
Helping other people, but you're also helping yourself, because you're making other people more aware of things that they can do. When you are approaching retirement, and we heard Fran say this before, people say to her, to a counselor, well, what am I going to do? I get up in the morning and I go to work and now I have nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot to do out there and there's a lot of ways to apply passions, things you wanted to do years ago and you just couldn't do it because you're bringing up kids, you're working. But now there's time.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jerry. That's a wonderful point. I know Jerry's an avid fly fisher, right?
Yes. I'm looking forward to the fly fishing season, which is it never disappears, but it will get underway again with some vigor as the weather gets milder.
Oh, nice.
And we have a as long as we do. We have a moment.
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
Okay. Go for it.
We have Conetquat State Park in Oakdale. Right here on Long Island, which is a fly fishing area, fly fishing only. You could do a little boating, but not much. It's basically fly fishing, and you can join a couple of clubs out here, Trout Unlimited and the Long Island Fly Rodders, and they do a lot of marvelous work too, helping people. There's an organization called Casting for Recovery, which is an offshoot of the fly fishing world. It's you should never have to be involved as a patient, but if God forbid your lady goes through a mastectomy, a very famous rehab program is called Casting for Recovery, where the doctor says, yes, go ahead and learn how to lift the fly rod and practice, because it strengthens the chest muscles.
Oh, wow.
After surgery. And then we have a big party every year. It's a dinner where we raise money for the Casting for Recovery. And people who can take the ladies out to Connecticut and they fish on a Sunday for an hour or so. And
that's
just
lovely.
So, talk about giving back.
That's good.
It just makes them feel so good that they're getting better.
So, and on that note, awesome. See, that's just an example of something you could do in retirement.
We're done, but that's an amazing, amazing story.
Yeah.
There's little nuggets.
Yep.
Those are the nuggets.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend.